KTWH Radio in Two Harbors, Minnesota. It's time for the Beet Farm.
Hi, it's Leslie and Carl saying thanks for joining us on the Beet Farm Show in Two Harbors, Minnesota, and streamed at ktwh.org. Every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m., we feature local singer-songwriters in our studio, and all shows are replayed the following Sunday at 3 o'clock. This is a typical live session that we enjoy on the third Fridays. Anyone can access all archive shows of any kind on ktwh.org. Thanks ever so much for listening today. We're really, really hyped to welcome back as a Beet Farm guest from Hibbing, Minnesota, Will Dury. Yay!
Hello. Thank you so much for having me back.
Oh, yeah. It's our pleasure. Notice he did say we're having him back because we've had him on the show before. So right now, it's the perfect time for you to play your first song.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Educators, please be patient. We're swimming through the sludge of mixed misinformation. A generation comes of age and arguments of who's to blame. A broken nation. They're yelling back and forth, nothing ever changes. Gather all the infidels, the saints, and everybody else. And cut off that old leash that you clipped onto your belt. You got something to say yourself, speak it better, know it well. Oh, educators, take your places. Read the papers, listen to the anchors. Signed in pseudonyms, spoke by shadow-covered faces. No one wants to claim the words that caused the world of hurt. It's getting dangerous. It's never just the truth, always interpretation. Gather all the infidels, the saints, and everybody else. Have you not a single thought that you came up with yourself? The comfort is a prison cell, and I could not bid you well. Oh, educators, man your stations. Everybody else. If you're not gonna stand, you'll be replaced by someone else. You got something to say yourself, speak with better, know it well. Oh, educators, take your places. Oh, educators, man your stations. Oh, educators, won't you educate them?
Oh, yeah. right. Yay. Will, that's from your first album, off your first album, isn't it?
That is the very first song on my very first album.
Right. Yep. And in a couple words, can you talk about how you came to compose that song? Because that was definitely an original.
Yes. Well, I don't...
Or what the main ideas or something about it?
Well, the song is called Educators, and I guess without saying too much, I think it came out of a very frustrating time, and I think we can all see this in a lot of our daily lives. There's a lot of misinformation out there and a lot of things that a lot of people will believe that doesn't have a lot of backing.
And, right.
And it was a time when I was just thinking that I wish someone who just knew exactly what was going on would just tell us exactly what it was. And that, I guess, is too much to ask for.
But yeah. So just please give it to us straight, kind of like.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, kind of like that. There's a line there's in there that says, it's never just the truth, always interpretations. And I think that kind of sums up what I was seeing a lot of.
Right.
What a lot of people were probably feeling, so.
Yep, yeah. And that, you know, that kind of strikes home with me because I'm a retired educator.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
All right, that's a wonderful song. I just love that one. How about another one right away?
Another one right away?
Yeah.
Sure. Like I said, that was the first song off the album, and the next I'm going to play is the second song off the album.
Okay.
And this one is called Don't Cry to Me. Leaves are closed by the door. She said she don't wanna bring in a day's worth of bad decisions. And he can't do this anymore. She said she feels indifferent, and losing love's part of existence. Don't cry to me when something else goes missing. Lines of halls with broken mirrors, shattered faces stranded. Trying times that she's abandoned. Adds another every year, just so she can wreck it. Once she tires of the reflection. Don't cry to me when you start second guessing. Costume by the door, the the one that used to miss her, that's not her anymore.
We love that one. That is so good. Another original by our guest, Will Dury. It was called Don't Cry to Me.
Yes.
Powerful song. And, you know, I love your use of dynamics in that. Really a high point of the song and then calming down and a lot in between.
Yeah.
It makes it so interesting. And it's one of the devices that songwriters use to make interest within one song.
Absolutely, and especially with that song, which just has three chords in it the whole song, right?
Oh, I didn't realize.
Yeah, it really needs something that brings it up and down, and that's what I appreciate about how the recorded version came out is there's drums in it, there's electric guitar in it, there's a bunch of other instruments that help build it so that when it gets to that high point, it has a lot more energy than you know, it would if it didn't develop in any way. So yeah,
right. And on speaking of on the album that you're referring to, your very first one, mm-hmm. called Mischief Makin', right?
Yep.
Isn't it?
That's it.
Yep. And I might as well ask you now. Mm. Over there, you have another album coming out, or you're in the making, or?
Well, yeah, I think right now my plan is to, and I haven't really announced this to anyone yet, but I want to put out a couple new singles towards the end of February, beginning of March.
Oh, great.
So I can actually play one of those songs later that I'm going
yes.
to be putting out. But I'm working on recording demos for that and producing it all so that I can record in the studio and give you a good version of it. But that's the plan for the next release, but also in the meantime, I'm thinking about, you know, it's always in the back of my mind if I gotta write this for the next album. So I'm working on some new songs. I'm writing just about every day. So
oh, good.
Yeah, hopefully some more stuff soon.
Wow, you know, and I'm really impressed with your voice. And I'm sure I asked you this before, but did you have voice lessons? How did you learn to sing? How did you get the confidence to just sing?
Well, The confidence thing came from a couple different things. First, I would have to say it came from my dad. My dad played music for a long time. He was making a living from it after college for a few years. So I kind of grew up with him singing to me and my siblings, and we'd play together. And I took piano lessons for the longest time. Shout out Vicky Garnick. Gotta give Vicky a quick little shout out. She's my piano teacher. She's been my piano teacher for almost 18 years. Oh my goodness.
Oh, Victoria Gornick. Oh my gosh. How come I didn't know that? That is way cool.
Yeah.
And thank you for mentioning her name. I love that.
Yeah, she's wonderful. But anyway, I took lessons with her, and then I started singing with my dad. We started doing some stuff together, and then I was in choir in high school and got a lot of support from some amazing choir teachers that and encouraged me to sing and help me. And I had some lessons in choir class. You know, everyone's
right.
required to take a few lessons.
Right.
Not much beyond that.
Wow. You know, that it's really something because I must say, oftentimes in our culture, girls are encouraged to sing, but not always boys. It's getting better because there are so many male vocal stars on TV. Mm. And so that's getting better. But way back, I don't know. I don't think there is usually as many boy singers as girls. So however it came to be, I sure am glad that you sing so well.
Well, thank you so much.
I really like your voice. And before we came on live, I said, wow, you get those high notes without even using your falsetto. And yeah. It's part of your range.
Well,
so
we'll see if I get them later after I'm singing a little
bit. Yeah, okay, okay.
Maybe I won't.
Okay, I get that. Let's go on to another song.
Sure.
Whatever you want to play.
Okay. I want to play this song called Take a Breath. This is a song I wrote a few years ago, right when I got out to college for my first year. So this is called Take a Breath.
Thank you.
I don't want to make a scene. Here on the corner of Broadway and 113. But I know this is the best thing that I've seen in quite some time. Five a.m. just getting to bed. Time was slow, couldn't catch up to speed. City lights, black stars in New York, that greet easy dreams. All the time that we spend teaching ourselves to forget gets a little exhausted, running circles in your head. What you need is to take a breath. All you need is to take a breath. Pour some out, pass the glass around. Find it's fuller than it seems to be. Won't run dry, we'll fill you up each time you go to leave. All the time that we spend wondering where we stand gets a little exhausting, fighting battles to no end. What you need is to take a breath. All you need is to take a breath. These empty painted white walls look good on tomorrow. So put your posters up, settle in your sheets. Unpack your bag and put your suitcase in a corner. Get used to living in a space where you can breathe. All the time that we spend making internal amends gets a little exhausting. Don't you wanna just relax? What you need is to take a breath. All you need is to take a breath. What you need is to take a breath. All you need is to take a breath. What you need is to take a breath. All you need is to take a breath.
That, yeah, that's really a good one. Another original. These are all going to be originals. That was called Take a Breath. And you said you wrote that after your first year in college.
Yeah, so we actually, I spent my first year of college at home. It was right during COVID. So everybody had to take classes online from home. But in the summer of my freshman year, they let us come out to campus, kind of meet everybody, get acquainted with campus, and it was just the freshmen. So it was a nice time. We got to go and stay on campus, take a couple classes for free.
They had to do something back then. Yeah. And so here you are talking about college.
Yeah.
Tell the folks at home what college, where'd you go? I know you just graduated after four years, but talk about your college.
Sure. So I went to school in New York City. I went to Columbia University. I studied computer science and math with a concentration in German. Concentration is kind of like a minor.
Right.
For some reason, they don't have minors for my school. But yeah, I just graduated this last May. So I was very excited to finish that up. And
I'm a little scared, too.
A little scared, too. Yeah. The real world is in front of me. And
right.
I'm in it now, I guess. So yeah.
You know, I think last time you were here, I might have teased you that you didn't major in music, but what will be going on in your life now after graduation having to do with music?
Yeah, so I decided I'm going to take a couple years and just do it. I'm going to just write.
Yay.
I'm going to record. I'm going to just do music. So work part-time just try and get by doing gigs and writing and networking, writing with other people, and just trying to make it work, because why not?
Why not?
Yeah.
Yes, and because you have a gift for songwriting. And, you know, some of us who wish we had a gift for songwriting, we don't. So we count on all of you who do to carry on. So anyway, it's not a duty, but I'm glad to hear you're going to be concentrating on music now. Not that your other endeavors in that college weren't honorable, but here you are now. I do want you to talk a little bit about how we know you, because we know you a little bit more than all of the guests, actually, that we have in here. You know, we kind of met in a special way.
So we met because in 2021, I think was the year, right?
I think so.
I entered the Duluth Dillon Days Songwriting Contest with a song that is also on the album. It's called Skylark. And well, we met somehow through that,
yeah.
I guess.
You know, I'm not positive, but that might have been the year Carl and I were judging. I'm not sure. I think we were. Anyway, so, you know, people like Scarlett Woods, Shane Nelson, I wrote a couple more, Mississippi Mike Wolfe, they were all entered in that, at least one. I think you were in two.
I was in two of them,
in
yeah.
Two different years, yeah. And so our real top older, I mean, because you're quite young, we'll talk about that in a second, older people, you know, maybe not as old as me, but older people entering those singer-songwriter competitions, and they've been around, and they had played out, and here's this young upstart, and there were many, many, many judges. I think they even counted the average of the audience judges on one of the contests that you won there. And so that was just a way cool thing. And I'm going to put in a little plug for that Duluth Dillon Fest singer-songwriter competition that comes, I think this year it's actually on his birthday, May 24th, which is also Carl's birthday, May 24th. Mm. And yeah, so that's how we met you.
Yeah.
And, you know, what about Hibbing that you think is kind of special?
Well, I think the community in Hibbing is probably the most special part about it. I think people are very, very supportive of especially the high school and I mean, I loved growing up there. So
right, and it's really it's even more famous, I think, because Bob Dylan is from there, right?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting because it took me until either late in high school or early into college to actually realize that that was cool and that people liked Bob Dylan a lot and that Bob Dylan was Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
He was just some guy that did music and was kind of famous, I guess.
Yeah.
But, so it didn't really have – Bob Dylan's legacy didn't really strike me until I got older. And
right.
And I realized, like, oh, wow, that's actually, you know, that's where Bob Dylan's from.
People, right.
I met people in college, and I'd say, hey, I'm Will. I'm from Hibbing, Minnesota. They said, you're from Hibbing?
Yeah.
I said, how do you know Hibbing? Like, that's where Dylan's from. I went there on spring break because I wanted to do a music mecca. I'm like, my goodness, gosh. Why would you do that?
Well, that's, I think, to your advantage because, you know, people maybe know about Hibbing, but for sure they know about yeah. Bob Dylan and his hometown. So, like I said, there were, veteran musicians in that competition that young Will Dury came in and won, or at least placed in the top three. I think one was a first place, right?
I think the first year I did, I got second, and the second year I did, I won. I got first
right,
place.
Right, yeah. Right. And was one of the songs Skylark that
one
you won on?
No, Skylark was second place.
Second place one, yeah. That's, of course, Just a beautiful, beautiful song. Over this past summer, or what, maybe it was the summer before that, we went up to the area where Will is from and listened to him doing an outside single, mostly with keyboard, which, by the way, he kicks on. and on the keyboard, but he didn't bring it, and I think we figured out it didn't fit last time or something, but that was really fun for us to see you live outside at a resort and all sorts of people around there. That was way cool.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite places to play. It's called MJ's in Pengilly.
In Pengilly, Minnesota. Yeah, that was cool. So that was a great thing. And then that's where we got to know your parents just a little bit more. Mm-hmm. So that was cool. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're going on to another song.
Another song. So I think I'll do the songs from the contest. Why not, huh?
Sure.
Sure. So this one is called Skylark.
Yeah. Oh, yay.
And this is the seventh song of my eight songs. Album. So.
On that album, which is called
Mischief Making.
Mischief Making, yeah, two M words.
Two M words. All right, here it goes. Skylark. I'm flying away, use my heart to navigate, cause I'm much too far up to see where I am. A flock flew by, I tried to chase, to join them in the song they sang, but I fell behind and they flew away. Now I'm far from home. The wind must know, after all it's been here since the start of time. So I'll go wherever you guide my wings, I'll fly. I'm a one-man band with a one-man audience. I sing to the winter sky, wondering where I'll find the lowlands of the places pass me by. Cause the more I fly, the more it seems the skies become a home to me. But there's no birds up here, no trees. My echo's my lone company, and the sky's dark. There's no place for a skylark.
Just said prayer. I tried.
Aurora's green, pastels behind, push me towards a warm and light. My instincts say that it feels right, so I follow. But below the clouds, I can tell that it ain't so cold on the ground. But I won't look down. I've come too far to stop right now. I'm a one-man band with a one-man audience. I sing to the winter sky, wondering when I'll find the lowlands of the places pass me by. Cause the more I fly, the more it seems the skies become a home to me. But there's no birds up here, no trees. My echo is my lone company, and the sky's dark. There's no place for a skylark. What did I ever do to become a vagrant fool? All I've done was for the best. Now look where I am. I'm a scholar, I'm flying away. I thought my heart could navigate, but I'm too far, far away to know where I am. I'm a one-man band with a one-man audience. I sing to the winter sky, hoping that one day I'll find lowlands, and knowing I'll just keep trying. Cause the more I fly, the more I know the sky's my only true home. But I did it to myself, I suppose. Just thought you couldn't be alone if you followed your heart. I'm a skylark.
Oh, so sweet. I just love it. Isn't it a gorgeous song? The folks in the station are, yeah, that, no wonder it was an award-winning song at the Duluth Does Dylan Fest a couple of years ago. Yeah. So again, that was Skylark. Just a gorgeous song. You are listening to KTWH 99.5 FM, low power, Two Harbors, Minnesota. And our guest today is Will Dury from Hibbing. Could you say what your age is, Will?
Sure.
If you don't want to, that's okay.
No, okay. I'm 23 years old.
23, just graduated from college. Wow. And we talked a little bit before we went live about something that happened in your hometown this past summer that was kind of cool, that was really cool for you. And can you talk a little bit about that?
For sure. So for those of you who aren't familiar with Hibbing or the Iron Range in general, Hibbing High School was built around I think it started being built in maybe 1917, I want to say. But the mines were booming at the time, so there was a lot of mining money that went into the community and went into this state-of-the-art high school. And so they built the high school, and inside of it, they built an incredible, incredible auditorium that people would come from all over the Midwest to see. And they kind of modeled it after a theater in New York City, which I believe has been torn down since. But if you haven't seen Hibbing High School's auditorium before, I suggest just look it up and be blown away that this is inside of a high school. Anyway, they completed the high school in 1920, must have been 1924, and they had the centennial celebration for the high school auditorium this summer. And for that, they did a whole week of different events. They had athletics night, so Kevin McHale was there talking, and they had a bunch of different cool events that involved Hibbing High School and Hibbing High School alumni. And I was lucky enough to get to play during one of the nights, and I got to play my whole album with a whole band up on stage there. And
wow.
It was so, so fun.
And didn't I hear that a relative was up there with you?
A relative was up there with me. So I had, I'll just go through the lineup. I had...
Go ahead.
Clay Koskala was playing the bass for me. Will Sikora, who is my choir teacher, I got a shout out, Mr. Sikora, played drums for me. My good friend Riley Krish, who is also a musician, he came and visited from Boston. And you should look up his music, by the way. He's incredible. He played keys on some of the songs, and then my dad, Bill Dury, played guitar for me. So it was awesome. We had a really, really fun time. And we got to go through the whole album, and I was just so happy
neat.
To be up there. At
your own high school, how
my
cool.
My own high school, yeah.
Very, very cool.
Yeah.
Where you hadn't really attended for 4 years or three, however long you were out in New York.
Yeah, I graduated in 2019, and then I took a gap year, and then I did my 4 years, so about 5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for you. Well, right now we're going to play a... a track off of your CD, mm-hmm. and I know it's track 5. What's the name of the song?
So this song is called The Mines.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Something kind of cool about this song that I like to share is that I started recording a demo for the song in 2020 during COVID, and I didn't really know what I was doing, so I recorded everything without a click track, and what that is just the tempo.
Right.
So when I did MIDI drums, which is just you play a key on a keyboard and then it shows up as something that you can move around and make it
right.
sound like a drum, I didn't have that to any sort of tempo. So there was, variations in tempo throughout, and I couldn't use it. But when I was recording it again in the studio in 2020 through 22 or 23, I was able to use one little audio clip from that. And that is my dad singing the harmonies through the last part of the big chorus. And he's the only vocal part that is not me on that entire album.
Oh,
and
it's, wow.
It's right there. He's singing it. So listen for it. After it slows down, he's
okay,
it's,
so it's cool. This is a track 5 called The Mines. And our great fellow Bob in the other room, I think, is playing this for us from that room, and it's off of your album called Making Mischief.
Mischief Making.
All right, and so I think it's queued up, and here we go, right, Bob?
Another half-felt smile shot my way, but it makes it easier to sing to a crowd of people, it seems.
For 4 minutes.
Silent words, but no one's praying. So how do we go from here to there?
That's pretty cool.
Can't you feel the flow?
Oh, yeah?
So meanwhile, I'm just wasting time. Out here in the mines. Every day I'm home. Just a
wasting time out here in the mines. Every day I'm older, a little bit closer, but I'm so lost in my mind, never knowing.
And that was a track from Mischief Makin'. I got it right that time, right?
Yep.
And it was called The Mines. And, you know, that song really reflects your Minnesota background, of course, because where else would you be living? Well, that's not a fair question, but anyway. to make up a song to sing about the mines is, you know, in my opinion, a Minnesota thing.
I think it is, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. That is so awesome. So I was just asking you, are you going to, I'm going to put you on the spot, are you going to enter the Dylan, Duluth Does Bob Dylan Singer-Songwriter Competition on May 24th? And I'm not sure, but I think it might happen on that exact day this year, but I can't remember the schedule. And your answer is?
I guess.
Well, you just start working on it now, if you would.
Yeah, I mean, I think it depends on where I am.
That's
right now,
true.
I don't know. I mean, I plan to be around.
But, yeah, although the entry, I'm not sure if I remember correctly, but I think when you enter, is it a live performance? Was it a live performance?
So in 2021, it was not a live performance because
right.
That was COVID.
That
year.
Was COVID.
And that was, so that was a little different. But in 2022, it was.
That's
so
right.
I think it is a live performance.
Yeah.
It's a really, really awesome event because there are so many great songwriters
yeah.
around. And you don't really realize it unless you're actively trying to find them. But so many talented people
right.
in Minnesota, on the range, around the Duluth area. It's a really cool place to go and find some local artists, some real poets too. It's really fun.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I know some people now from Oregon, and of course they've always known about the North Shore and all, but they moved here. I mean, you know, they are from Oregon and they moved here, and partly because the music scene is so awesome in, you know, this area, and it does take in a large area.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's great. So we're going to have another song now.
Sure.
Great.
So this is a song I'm writing called Locals. And if all goes to plan, I should be releasing this song towards the end of February, beginning of March. So.
Okay, Locals.
And I'm going to see if I remember this bridge, because I wrote it recently. But here we go. It was a race, they were gunning, and we were going. We were breaking all the new rules we didn't know, and I showed you my heart. Show me soul for the sake of the game and not a little bit more. And we got back home, we made it just fine. But if they said that we were playing with fire, we'd ride. Cause I dreamt so many dreams of those nights of two homebodies in traveler's disguise. And we stayed for as long as we could before they threw us out. We were just tourists, darling, but we would have loved to take this time. This ain't a suitcase place, ain't made for the pace of business, homebound. If only we'd know all the things we know right now. It's a settled space, love ain't a tourist town. But if you're with me, baby, maybe we'll be locals this time round. Whoa. city lights. We only could see once we made it outside, and we stayed for as long as we could. Before it threw us out, we were just tourists, darling, but we would have loved to take this town. This ain't a suitcase place, and made for the pace of business, homebound. If only we'd known all the things we know right now. It's a settled space, love ain't a tourist town. But if you're with me, baby, maybe we'll be locals this time around. Yeah, we'll be locals, and we'll be locals, oh. Oh, love like we did, we don't got it, the kids hold the magic in our hands. It's a place we were in, we can get there again. Take a jump and show the land. We could be locals, baby, loving like locals, baby. Or we could be locals, baby. Yeah, we stayed for as long as we could. Before it threw us out, we were just tourists, darling, but we would have loved to take this town. This ain't a suitcase place, ain't made for the pace of business, homebound. If only we'd known all the things we know right now. It's a settled space, love ain't a tourist town. But if you're with me, baby, maybe locals this time round. Yeah, we'll be locals. Yeah, we'll be locals. Yeah, we'll be locals.
All right.
Thank you.
That is another original called Locals by Will Dury, our wonderful guest here from Hibbing. Thank you very much.
It's out of tune, yeah.
I was
going
to say, that's okay.
I lost a string there.
Yeah, and I mean, it sounded fine, and as you're playing, I'm going, uh-oh.
The tuner on my guitar is, in fact, broken, so.
Oh, you do it by ear.
Now I'm doing it by ear, and sometimes it doesn't work out, but that's okay.
None of us have perfect pitch. Well, very, very tiny few of us have perfect pitch. Okay, so, I was asking you how to pronounce a certain name before the show, and that's because I saw a little blurb about you. I think the words were actually on Spotify. Mm. And it was about the style of your music. And so certain influences by the Beatles and Billy Joel and some even more modern pop acts where you have taken your inspiration from. Mm-hmm. One is called Toad the West Sprocket.
Toad the Wet Sprocket.
Okay,
oh, yeah.
Come on.
If you don't know Toad, you got to listen to Toad. I love Toad the Wet Sprocket.
All right. And then the other one, I was asking you how to pronounce it after you said you were so fluent in German.
Oh, I did not say that.
That you took German. And so, and that was, can you pronounce it right now again?
If there are any real German speakers out there, I apologize. But something like Annemie Kantereit.
Kantereit, yeah. Okay, so... Annemie Kantereit, I would have no idea, but a German group.
Yeah, and it's actually just the last names of the three guys in the band. So.
Oh, funny.
Yeah, it's not like a word that I know of.
Yeah, actually there are capitals for each. Yeah, so that makes sense.
Yeah.
Anyway, they're, and so those are some influences in your style.
Yeah, and I think I just listen to them a lot. I listen to a lot of Billy Joel. I listen to a lot of that band. I listen to another German band called Giant Rooks, which is kind of a more like pop rock band, Toad the Wet Sprocket, but just I don't know, my way of listening to music can be interesting sometimes because I'll just listen to the same album for like 2 months.
Yeah.
Mark Knopfler and Dire Straits has been in my ears for a while.
All right.
Recently, yeah.
Yeah.
I just love the guitar and his music. It's just, oh,
that's so
good.
So neat. It really is. What, Carl, did you want to say something?
He's good. He's good.
Oh, mm-hmm. Mark Carl Knopfler. Says he's good. Mark is good. Yep. So, I lost my train of thought. Oh, yeah. So the reason that I did ask you to pronounce that complicated word was because you said you were taking German at Columbia was one of your courses. And I know I took German for a quarter just hoping to be able to pronounce the words because there are musical instructions. And instead, I just had fun because our instructor was so German that he was a typical knitted brow man, shall I put it that way? So, and then you gave an interesting answer. You said, well, what's a better way to learn German than to be listening to German bands? Or you said something like that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think it's just such a great way to get used to listening, because that's, I think, one of the biggest barriers when you learn a foreign language is breaking apart those words and not just hearing a bunch of, you know, sounds right next to each other. And so I listened to a lot of their music, and at first it's very difficult to understand what they're saying, but after a while you're like, okay, I know what he's saying there, and it helps you just kind of, I don't know, break in. And it's so convenient now because I think maybe I don't know, even 50 years ago it would have been difficult to get your hands on
music that
was in foreign languages in the United States.
Right.
Songs that weren't in English or in Spanish, and now with streaming services and YouTube and everything, it's so easy to just find music from all over the world, which is really, really awesome.
Yeah, it is cool. I all of a sudden got into watching some TV shows that are in French because I took 4 years of French, and well, I have it a little bit, and I can pick out some of the stuff. I think it's neat. It's just kind of fun to be hearing that language. All right, and so looks like we only have maybe 7 minutes left. Wow, it's going too fast, but let's have another song from our guest.
All right.
Will Dury. What's it going to be this time?
This is going to be a song called New Life that I wrote in the summer. And maybe I'll do a concatenated version so I can fit in the end of the show.
What kind of version?
A shorter version so I can fit in the end of the show.
Okay. Otherwise, you mean we might be fading out?
In this song?
I mean, yeah. Is it you saying
it's not
it
a
might
seven
be?
Minuter.
Oh, okay.
Can I do two more, or is this the last one?
I think two more. We won't talk much.
In the spring, the world's young. New fire, old sun. Loons cry, fish jump. Finch spies on the June bugs. Far from the road where the eagles hunt for toads, there's a show held for the trees where we're laying underneath, watching the bees fly, drunk on dandelion wine. What a sweet night, just you and I in a world of new life, a world of new life. Bullet bird hums home. Newt picks his favorite stone. Frogs climb and the moon moths swoon by as the fox watch. Down by the sand where the water hits the land, there's a well-run dance where we're laying in the grass, watching the bees fly, drunk on dandelion wine. What a sweet night, just you and I in a world of new life, a world of new life, a world of new life. Oh. We watch the bees drunk on dandelion wine. What a sweet night, just you and I in a world of new life. A world of new life. A world of new life. A world of new life.
Oh, I love that one. The bees and oh, spring, spring.
Spring. I wrote it in the spring.
Yeah, I love that.
At the cabin. Yeah.
I'm just one really quick announcement. Next month's Beat Farm guest will be a marvelous performer that everybody here at the station knows and loves so much. Tracy Parks is going to be in the studio, and she's another singer-songwriter not to miss, because she really is a great entertainer and a beautiful person. So Tracy Parks, next month, I believe the date is January 17th, of course, on the third Friday. That's our next live guest. All right, so Will, we have time for one more song, and I'm thinking I might even know which one you're going to play. And I got to thank you so much, though, for coming here. I know you were in the cities right before you drove up here, and you live in Hibbing, and a lot of driving, and thanks again for being here.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's so much fun to come in here and hang out with you guys. It's incredible.
Thank it
you.
Is fun. Thanks again. And so here comes your last song.
End of the show.
End of the show.
In the midnight, under moonlight, sits a someone craving their home. Loses insight till the mood's right. When it comes back, he still won't know. He's reached the end of the show. Oh, but tonight we'll be alright, 'cause tomorrow holds a whole new world. Lots of pretty faces sharing empathy. One big storyline that's led me to believe. If these walls could talk, they'd tell you all the secrets of the dark, all the perfect nights and all the broken hearts. One could make a movie about everything they know, but for now, it's time to go. 'Cause it's the end of the show. Play it back now, for the laughs now. Just one time to see the changes. All the good times, all the bad times. Don't you know I wouldn't change it? I wouldn't trade it for the world. All the memories, they seem to come to life. All the things we've done to make me feel alive. If these walls could talk, they'd tell you all the secrets in the dark, all the broken fights and all the shooting stars. One can make a movie, but everything they know. But for now, it's time to go. 'Cause it's the end of the show. Let's have the time of our lives. Cameras always rolling, rolling, rolling. If these walls could talk, they'd tell you all the secrets of the dark, all the easy times and everything that's hard. One could make a movie, but everything they know.